grateful, we are thankful unto thee, Master, for the way you helped us in the morning services, Lord, from Sunday school to the main service, Father. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the inspiration you gave to your servants. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did in the midst of your people. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful on today. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we look unto thee for more of your blessing this evening, may you speak to our hearts, O living God. Teach us thy precepts, O God. Give us understanding and revelation of your word, Master. Lord Jesus, may something be said to help us to live better to your glory, to surrender our lives unto thee, to receive our blessings from you. Lord, to receive our healings, to receive, O living God, our deliverances, to receive the Holy Spirit to our souls, O God. May you grant this, Heavenly Father. Manifest yourself in the midst of your people and do greater mighty things in the midst of your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat while we sing this song before we go into reading the scriptures. Hymn 17. My sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice, and the path that I take, they follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice, and come at my call, but the stranger
beside the sea. Lord. God's people recognize the voice of the Lord. And when he speaks to them, they follow. Praise ye the Lord. Let's rise on our feet as we read from the book of Matthew chapter 17. We read verses from verses 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 17 verses 1 to 8. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. And then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Before we sit down, let's go to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Sorry, Galatians, the book of Galatians chapter 4. Now, from verses 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his sons, of his Son, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We started this sermon, Hear Ye Him, on Wednesday. Just the preamble was what we started with on Wednesday. So I will still have to read part of the things we read on Wednesday so that we can continue from there. Paragraph 64. Hear ye him. 620711. 620711. Hear ye him. Paragraph 64. Okay. Now on this occasion, God is meeting with his people. Now many times God meets in the realm of great congregations. He meets with small congregations. One time he met with 500 again. And one time he met with 500, again he met with 70, 12, 3, and even 1. No matter how small the congregation is, God always will meet when you have a need and believe that he will be there. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in their midst. Now, this is his promise. If that isn't true, then there is no heaven. There is no such a thing as a savior. See, If that isn't true, it's got to be the truth. Praise the Lord. So God meets with great congregation, and then he meets with small congregation. It just doesn't matter. Just wherever somebody has faith, God will meet them. Praise the Lord. Wherever somebody has faith, God will do what? He will meet them. Praise the Lord. May I say this? Last Friday, not this last one, the one before this last Friday, we listened to the sermon. Then Jesus came and called. Brother said some things in that sermon that struck my heart. I've been hearing it before, but that day I heard it differently. Until that sermon, the following day, when I saw the message from Brother Adewumi that whether I wouldn't mind to go to Bakatari, I was thinking, what will I preach? Nothing else was in my heart apart from that sermon. And may I tell you, that was what I preached there. Praise you, the Lord. Now, Brother Bram says something striking in that sermon. Like I said, I've been hearing it, but I heard it differently this last time I heard it. Then Jesus came and called. Brother Bram said, God, there is difference between God using his gift and man using God's gift. Praise the Lord. To those of us that listened to the sermon, did we add it like that? Or did we hear it like that? Praise the Lord. Said, there is difference between God using his gift and man using God's gift. Now, Brother Abraham explained, he said, my wife is here. He said, not my own wife, I think Brother Abraham's wife. Brother Abraham said, my wife is here, and he can testify to this, that sometimes I will be in visions for hours. 1 hour, 1.5 hours, I will be in visions. And those visions doesn't weaken me. He said, I will come out of those visions, I will say, praise the Lord, I will be happy. Praise the Lord. He said, that was God using his gift. Praise you, the Lord. He said, it is the same thing as when the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father told the Lord Jesus Christ, that he should leave the house of Martha and Mary, because Lazarus is going to die. And he will not pray for Lazarus to be healed, but rather raise Lazarus from the dead on the fourth day or after the fourth day. That was God giving the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father giving the Lord Jesus Christ the vision of what is to happen. Praise the Lord. Then Jesus Christ, our Lord, went away from Martha's house. Then the trouble set in. Now, but Abraham said, but when the woman of the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of his garment, Jesus Christ said, who touched me? You know the story. So, but Jesus Christ said, I perceive what? Virtue went out of me. We Abraham called strength. See, that weakens the Lord. He said, that is what happened in the meeting when the people are drawing with their faith, drawing from God, and he has to see visions. And those visions does what? They weaken him. Praise the Lord. But when God is using his gift, those visions does not weaken him. Praise the Lord. So then, Abraham said, the woman that got virtue from the Lord Jesus Christ to be healed, he said, how greater is that to him raising Lazarus from the dead? But that did not weaken him like the woman that used God's gift and touched his garment and was healed. Praise the Lord. So Brother Abraham saying here that if the promise that Jesus Christ made, that wheresoever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. If that is not true, then there is no heaven. He said there is no salvation, there is no savior. And that is the truth. So now, listen attentively, brethren. This is what I believe. In every service, if actually we believe that Jesus Christ is in our midst, then our attitude to the service ought to be different. Praise you, the Lord. Because we are supposed to be active in the services. knowing that it is not the minister, but the Lord Jesus Christ is what all of us has come to meet. And since he's the one that we have come to meet, and he's the only one that can meet us at the point of our needs, then our attention will not be so much drawn to the minister, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is speaking through the minister. And whatever we need, when we are like that, the Lord Jesus Christ will direct his servant to meet us at the point of our needs. Praise you, the Lord. Deborah, then I thought, while I was saying that in the Abakatari, something then struck me, that we should be active in the services. We should be attentive in the services. You see, when we are sleeping, I know not many of us, some of us that sleep in the service. When we are sleeping in the services, you see, we are cheating ourselves a lot. Because don't forget, Sister Ati Wright, she responded to what Brother Abraham said. When she said, that is nothing but the truth, Brother Abraham. And what happened? God told his servant, give her what she wants. If she was sleeping in the service, brethren, that has happened, no way. May God help us. Then sometimes, listen attentively. Then sometimes, you see, I know some of us, I don't mean any harm. I know some of us, when some of us are preaching, some of us are downcasted. Because maybe the rebuke, it will come to rebuke us. It will say this. It will say that. Some of us, I might be wrong. Maybe our faith is a little bit dampened when we see one or some of our ministers come on the pulpit. And when some come, we are alive. Maybe I'm wrong. But do you know what the Bible says? David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, mercy. I was thinking about that. How will the rod and the staff of the Lord comfort David? David must have had a greater revelation than being downcasted when he's rebuked, than being unhappy when he's rebuked, to say that thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to what Brother Abraham said. I want to read from Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Brother Sam passed through this way on Friday. Led by the Spirit. 56:07:23. Paragraph, later part of paragraph 8. I think that is a later part of paragraph 85. 56:07:23. Paragraph 85. The later part of paragraph 85. Okay, I take it up. Brother said, God bless you, mother. This was during altar call. Brother said, God bless you, mother. That's good. Somebody else feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit wanting to lead. Did God lead you this way tonight? If you have, come right on her and receive Christ as a Savior. Oh, where he leads me, I will follow. I will go with him all the way. What did David say? Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Walk with him now, he will walk with you in the valley. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The correction of the Lord, they comfort me. Am I reading right? The correction of the Lord, they comfort me. They let me know that God is with me, because he corrects me from all my wrongs. Maybe he's trying to correct you tonight. Why don't you let the rod and staff comfort you? The rod is the hard preaching. The rod is what? Hard preaching. The rod is the hard preaching. The hard preaching gospel. But it's a comfort to let me know that God's peace to me, when that type of a gospel is being preached to correct me, he loves me. He wants me to come work with him now. And then he will work with me in that hour of the valley. If you forsake him now, he said, in your calamity, he will only laugh at you. Now, won't you come now? And while mercy is open, if you refuse mercy and spurn mercy, won't he let judgment? Will you come? Praise the Lord. So the hard preaching is the rod of God, and is to correct us as his children. God does not correct bastard. God does not rebuke bastard. God does not chastise bastard. But his own children are the people that he corrects. His own children are the people that he rebukes. His own children are the people that he instructs. Praise you the Lord. So when we are unhappy because we are corrected by the word, may God help us. It's because he loves us. That is why Brother Sam used to say also, Mata me simila, ki dodo, if you don't want Omi to tasiola, don't come to church. But God loves you. God loves me. That is why he corrects us by this word. That is why he doesn't want us to be lost, or he doesn't want us to perish with the word. The cosmos word. That is why he uses his word to direct us and to correct us and to rebuke us when there is need for it. Praise you, the Lord. May God help us. So let's continue. Rabbi 67. Rabbi said, now on this occasion, it was to be a great occasion. So God usually calls people when he has got something great to tell them. He calls his people together. Maybe it's just two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 1,000, but he calls them together. When he has got something, he has to tell his church. Now on this occasion, it must have been very great. For Peter, years later, he called it the Holy Mountain. He referred to it as the Holy Mountain. Now I don't believe that he really meant the mountain was holy. It isn't a holy mountain. It was the holy God on the holy mountain. It isn't the holy church, as we call the holy church or the holy people. It's the Holy Spirit in the people, the Holy Spirit in the church, not a holy church. Holy Spirit in the church. That is what makes the whole. That is what makes the holy. Because he is the one that is holy. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Abraham taught us that before God does anything on earth, he will first announce it in the heavens. That is what he said. He said, and before God does anything, usually on the earth, he usually speaks of it out of heaven first. What does Brother Abraham mean? Brother Abraham said, when God called Moses on his own, he wanted to go to deliver the people by his might. He wanted to go to deliver the people by his intellect or by his effort. But what happened? Because he has been told by the mother that you are the deliverer that God promised. Is that the truth? That was the truth. He was the actual deliverer that God promised. But there is a time appointed of God for it to be done. So Moses went ahead, and what happened? Moses failed. Praise the Lord. But when the time was ripe, God had to come down and to do what? To speak to Moses before Moses could go out. It was when God now came down to speak to Moses, that was when Moses could carry out the commission of the Lord successfully. Praise the Lord. You see, I was telling, I think it was the same Bakatari, I was saying it, that, you see, we are failures when we want to do things on our own. Without God, we are nothing but what? A failure. See, Moses failed until God had to come in, until he had to meet with God, and it was time, he could not be successful. So also, everything that we do on this life, without God helping us, we are nothing but a failure. May God help us. The Bible also talks about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, before he came out to preach the gospel or to baptize people in repentance, he had to meet with God. He said, "He that called me to baptize said to me that he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and abiding," said, "that is the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire." And God has already instructed him. He has met God at the backside of the wilderness, just as Moses also met God at the backside of the desert. It was when we meet God that is when we can be successful in our commission or our endeavors. May God help us. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Now, in the scripture that we read, we know this is what we call Mount Transfiguration. But Abraham said, Jesus Christ, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Am I right? Oh, sure. We are coming. So, when the time was right for the Father to transfigure his Son, to place his Son, Jesus Christ went to the mountain with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. Brother said, when God wants to do anything, God wants to have witnesses. Praise the Lord. The witnesses that will carry out what he has done and broadcast it to the rest of the people. God always wants to have a memorial of anything that God does that should be memorable. So in this case, the Lord Jesus Christ called three of them as witnesses. Rabbi said he called Peter, James, and John. He said, let me say, these three gifts that were great gifts that God gave to him, that standing gift of the people that was with him. He said, Peter, let's say, represent faith. James represents hope. And John, charity. These are earthly witnesses that God called to be a witness of what he wants to do. Then, Brother said, God must have a heavenly witness. And then God brought Elijah, he brought Moses, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the third person, to be transfigured before them. Praise you, the Lord. Let me try to read. Paragraph 80. And here, God was going to do something great because he was bringing forth Peter, James, and John. Now, that's I call it hope, faith, and charity. The three great gifts of God. Say, take Peter for faith and James for hope. And John is always love, which is charity. And he takes faith, hope, and charity with him. And he goes up. He goes up to the mountain because he is feasting to do something. He is going to make an expression and he wants it to be confirmed. And he always confirmed it with two or three witnesses. That was an Old Testament statement. Two or three witnesses. In the matter of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And he goes up to the mountain calling these three men. Three outstanding gifts of the people that was with him, and brings them up to the mountain. And then he has three heavenly beings. Something must go to take place. He has got three of the earthly witnesses and three heavenly witnesses. There is Moses, Elijah, and Jesus transfigured, transformed. And there was Peter, James, and John, the earthly and the heavenly, all meeting together now. And now Moses and Elijah and then Jesus was glorified. before them, and his raiment shined like the sun. Now that was he trying. Sorry. Now what was he trying to do here? We find out that he went up, and they find a cloud overshadowed him. His cloth was changed. The vestal of that he was in, and it shined like the sun in his brightness. And a cloud was over him, and a voice saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Now listen. Now to my opinion, God never asks anybody to do anything that he doesn't do himself. That is the reason that I believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he was more than a man. He was more than a prophet. Yet he was a prophet, and yet he was a man. But he was more than that. He was Emmanuel. He was God manifested in the flesh. Praise ye the Lord. No, the Bible says, Moses, the servant of the Lord, said, he said, "The Lord your God, we do what? We give you a prophet likened unto me." And Brother Brown taught us that was the promise of the Messiah. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter 18. All right. Verse 18, because of time. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. Okay, well, let's start from 15. "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet," capital P, "prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that he all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my voice which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of them," or of him. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said that is the promise of the Messiah, a prophet like unto me. And when a more revelation about this Messiah will come, Isaiah was the one that caught it, that got it. Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Praise you the Lord. This child that will be born, this son that is given unto us, will be what? The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who would that be? That would be nothing but God in human flesh. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise ye the Lord. But he will come from among his brethren, like unto Moses. He will be born. He will be a son. Praise the Lord. And in the scripture we read, this is what God told them in the Old Testament. When a child is born to a house, according to, I know our time, give a little summary, quick summary before we close. When a child is born into a family, a son, Apostle Paul said is what? He's not better than a servant. Though he is heir of all. And he has to go through the tutor. He has to be tutored on what the father wanted of what he is supposed to live. And then when the time appointed comes, the father will then do what? He will do the adoption what ceremony. Praise the Lord. That is what God commanded them in the Old Testament. And now, God in human flesh coming, wants to adopt his own son, as we call it. But take note, brethren, the way you and I are sons to our parents is not the way the Lord Jesus Christ is son to the Father. Did you understand that? The way you and I are sons to our Father is not the way Jesus Christ was son to God. Praise the Lord. Because it is not, Brother said it here. Let me read it so that you know I'm saying what he said. Mm-hmm. All right, paragraph. All right. Yes, paragraph 87. So, okay, let me wait for him to get it. Paragraph 87. Okay. Someone said we were saved by Jehovah blood. If we are, then there would have to be a sexual affair. So it was the blood of God, a created blood, that God himself was wrapped up in a little infant baby, and he was Jehovah God manifested in the flesh. Now, not just a prophet. All right. There's another thing I want to read. Somebody said. It's here. I didn't. Well, Brabham said that. Okay. Yeah, paragraph 86. Now, you precious Catholic people here, not to hurt your feelings, but when you say Mary, mother of God, where? Who was God's father? Mary, the mother of God. Who was God's father? Has God any father? No. Okay. Who was God's father? If that was his mother, see, she not a model of God. She was an incubator which God used. God used Mary. She is not an intercessor, and as the Catholics want us to believe, and she's not a mediator. She is a woman to which God the Father overshadowed, and in his creative power, without any sexual desire at all, created in her the gem that made the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Therefore, he was neither a Jew nor Gentiles. He was God. Praise the Lord. So, the way you and I were sent to our parents is not the way the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Because it was not, it has nothing to do, God has nothing to do with anybody other than God created in the womb of Mary a body for himself. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5. Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me. That's what Brother Abraham is saying. God prepared this body for himself in the womb of Mary. Praise ye the Lord. And like I used to say, Mary was just a surrogate. Just like Bob Bram call her an incubator. Today, I think I've said this. I said it before. Today, science used IVF for some of their patients that could not give birth. They use IVF for them to have children. What they do, the egg and the sperm, they mix it together, which form a zygote. Thank you. Which form a zygote. The zygote, they can put it in a woman that doesn't know anything about the egg or the sperm. And that will grow in the womb of a woman as she was the one that had the egg. She will be pregnant of this one and she can give birth to this child. That was exactly what God, not exactly, this one was a creative thing that God did in the womb of Mary. Praise you the Lord. God created the everything. The egg and the sperm was what God created and placed in the womb of Mary. She was just a surrogate or an incubator, as Brother Brown would call it. Praise you the Lord. So, and it was in that body that the Almighty God indwelt to save you, to save me. So, but the Lord Jesus Christ is not a Jew. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? The Lord Jesus Christ is not a Jew. He was not a Jew. He's neither any other tribe on earth. He was God in human flesh. Praise ye the Lord. Is this still strange to us? You are looking at me now. Have you? Praise ye the Lord. So, it was God, the creator of heavens and the earth, that formed a body for himself in the womb of Mary. God used Mary. Mary has nothing to do with that body. Like I used to tell our children at the adolescent class. You see, science taught us. Science, what science taught us? Science taught us that a baby in the womb of a woman, the blood of that baby and the blood of the mother don't mix at all. That's what science said. Their blood doesn't mix at all. They are separated. That is why a woman can have HIV and she will give birth to a child that does not have the trace of it at all. Praise ye the Lord. So, the blood of Jesus and the blood of Mary has nothing to do with each other. That was the blood of God that saved you. That was why Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter call it the blood of God. May God help us. So, he is the Son of God, not the way you and I are sons or are sons of our parents. But God wants to bring out what he has taught his people to do in adoption. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, let me, because our time is going, let me try to read some of these things. All right. We can't even read it. Yeah, some of the things are the things that we know. But Abraham said, okay. He said, there was a little story that he wants to tell the people. He said, there was a woman that said that he likes Brother Bram preaching. But there's something he does that Brother Bram did wrong. He's doing wrongly. He said, and there's only one thing that Brother Bram is doing wrongly. Brother Bram said, if it is only one thing, then I will go here. But I said, it used to be many things that people we used to say that I do wrong. But if it's just only one thing, that is fine. He said, may I know that thing? He said, you brag too much on Jesus Christ. Oh, man. But Abraham said, if I were 50 people, if I were 50, I have not bragged enough of him. Praise ye the Lord. So he said, but you said you believe Bible. He said, yes, I believe the Bible. If I can prove it to you from the Bible that he was not divine. He said, will you believe it? He said, yes, I believe it. But Abraham said, but I believe you cannot do it. Praise the Lord. The woman said, in the scripture, when Lazarus was dead, and Jesus Christ was going to the grave of Lazarus, the Bible says he wept. He said, he cannot weep and be divine. Oh, mercy. But Abraham said, he said, your argument is a brute. Your argument, that is weaker than the brute made out of a shadow of a chicken that starved to death. I didn't know the meaning of that until his sister taught me the meaning. Praise God, bless you, ma'am. So, you see, Brother Brown said, it is true, he wept when he was going to Lazarus' grave. So as a man, he wept. Because he taught us in the Bible, weep with those that weep, and do what? Rejoice with those that rejoice. That is the scripture. And Jesus Christ is the word. Praise ye the Lord. So when he was going to Lazarus' grave, he wept to fulfill scriptures. But when he got to the grave of Lazarus, and the Bible said he adjusted his shoulder and said, Lazarus, come forth. The man that was dead for 4 days. 4 days. Corruption has set in already. This man is already corrupting. And the Bible said, corruption knew his master. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, the Bible said, if he has not called Lazarus, he said, all the dead will have risen from the grave. But because he called Lazarus, Lazarus was the one that came forth. He said, who can do that? Will a man do that? No, only God can raise the dead. Praise the Lord. How much more 4 days dead, rotting in the grave, embalmed, rotting in the grave. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man that was there for 4 days stood on his feet. Praise ye the Lord. But Abraham said, he was a man that day when he was hungry. And he looked at the tree. And it was not time for the fix. He cut the tree and the tree dried up. But when, he's here in the sermon, he said, but when he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 with 12 baskets that was left over. He said, that was more than a man. That was God in that man. Praise ye the Lord. And he said that day, after he has preached, and he was tired, he was in the boat. And when he was tired, Satan said, 10,000 demons said, we are going to sink this. We are going to end this revival today. Can anybody hear God's revival? Your life, Ganga. Can the devil have power over your life? Oh, mercy. No way. May God help us. If we are God's children, I don't care. The Bible says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that do what? That fear him. And like I used to say, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. Then, and more so, today, God gave us the Holy Ghost to fill us. The Holy Ghost is in our soul. Then how can the devil now overtake all this and then hurt you? How can the devil now destroy the plan of God for your life? How can the devil now do something contrary to the will of God for your life? It's not possible. May God help us in our belief. They that know their God, the Bible says they shall do what? They shall do less plot. When we are afraid, when we fear witches and witchers, we are weakening Christian. If you call it that way, weakening Christian, if you call it that way. Because a Christian knows their God. Christian knows their God and they will do exploit for that God. No matter whatever comes is or go, they believe in their God. And they believe their God is at work in their lives. Their going out is ordered of the Lord. Their coming is ordered for the Lord. If anything happened to them at all, God allow it for a purpose. That is the truth, brethren. God allowed it for a purpose. Nothing happened to a child of God without God's knowledge. Oh, mercy. God said, even when he allows it, he's seen it. He knows. He's not the author of frustration. He's not the author of confusion. He allowed it for a purpose. Praise ye the Lord. You say, why me? It's only me. This one happened. That one happened. This one happened. That one happened. God don't love me at all. Brother, change your attitude towards your God. God loves you. But he allows some things to happen in our life for a purpose. And it is in his wisdom that in that thing that he has allowed, that we should be happily in it. Knowing that our God is not the author of frustration. Knowing that our God is not the author of confusion. Knowing that he has a purpose to allow anything that happens in our lives. Praise you, the Lord. May God help us. So Satan thought he will what? He will end that revival. Brother said 10,000 demons said they are going to sink him. How can you sink God? They said they are going to kill Joseph. How can you kill Joseph? The word of God is in his life. Oh, praise ye the Lord. The word of God is in his life. The word of God cannot be your life. Oh, mercy. The word of God is what? Is God. And God is, God will not allow his word to do what? To fall to the ground. His word will not, God, Bible said, God will bankrupt heaven than for his word to do what? To fail. God's word in our life, Satan cannot overtake it. Possible, if possible. Praise ye the Lord. So the devil said, we are going to sink him to nail. But Brahman said, when that ship was like a bottle stopper on the sea and was going prrr, as if it was sick, and they came to wake him. Say, Master, carried not that we perish. He shall perish. When Brahman said, he was a man when he was tired. But when he put his leg on that boat and he said, peace, be still. What happened? Everything was calm. And the people said, what a manner of man is this? That even the wind and the wave obey him. He is not a manner of man. It is God that said that in him. Praise ye the Lord. He is God in human flesh. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Abraham said that on that day at Calvary, when they nailed him to the cross, did he cry like a man? Yes, sir. He cried for mercy like a man. Because the word of God said, is you what? He will die for your sin and for my sin. He has to die. Because that was the word of God that he has to die. But do you know that if the word of God did not say that he would die, who can kill God? No way. But he had to die. And that he died like a man. He cried like a man. He died like a man. But on the Easter morning, praise the Lord. The word of God said, I place the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He will not leave, because he will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will he do what? Suffer his only one to see corruption. That was the word of God. And for that word to be fulfilled, he has to raise within 3 days from the dead. Praise you, the Lord. The grave cannot hold him. No way. Because that word of God must be fulfilled. That was God in human flesh. Praise you, the Lord. May we believe him. And just to round up at this point, you see, Brother Abraham said, that same God, that same Jesus, one time, he was not with them in the boat. He asked them to go ahead. And the Bible says he went to the top of the mountain to pray. He was on the top of the mountain praying. And the devil now said, this is another opportunity for us. Said the other time, he was in the boat. That was why we couldn't sink the boat. This time now, he's not there, we're there. We are going to sink this boat. And that will be the end of the revival again. You see, when Satan, when he tries you once, like I think it was Daddy that read it the other time, would that be the end of his trial to you? No, he's coming again. Don't say that I've overcome this now. That is all the trials and temptations I've overcome in life. No. Satan will still come. If God allows him, praise ye the Lord. Satan still came. He said, now I'm going to sink this once. But what happened? Their master was there on the mountain, looking at all the plan of Satan. Looking at what Satan was doing. Just as he's looking at every one of us. Everything we are going through, every struggle we are going through, every trials and temptation and the devil's attempt to do anything in our life is watching us. Because now he's at the rampant of glory, Brother Bram said, watching over his home. Praise ye the Lord. So he was watching them. And then, when the time came, my Lord started walking on the sea to go and meet his children. Because he will not leave his children in trouble. It's not his attitude. He will not allow his children for the enemy to overcome their lives. So my Lord was walking on the sea to go and meet his disciples, to go and meet his children, to deliver them from their problem, to deliver them from their trouble, to save them from the hand of their enemy. Just as he always saved us from the hand of our enemy, he is still at work in the life of his children. Praise ye the Lord. He was walking on the sea to go and meet his children. And then when they saw him, hey! This is a spirit. But he said, fear not, for it is high. It was then Peter said, Lord, if thou art the one, cause me to walk on the sea. And that was when Peter got up and he was walking on the sea. If not that he doubted, he will have stayed there on that sea to meet the Lord. May God help us. May you be strengthened, brethren, that your God is not asleep. He who keeps Israel did not slumber. He who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep. His eyes is upon his children. Everywhere you are, the Lord is with you. The Lord will not forsake you nor leave you in any trouble. The Lord will be with you, your going out and your coming in. His angel will encamp around you anywhere you go. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise ye the Lord. May we believe our God like this. Let's bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. That same Jesus, remember, is still here. That same Jesus has not gone and stayed in heaven and forget about his children. That same Jesus is still very much here in our midst. Because that is what they promised. Brother Brown said, if that promise is not true, then there is no heaven. There is no Savior. That same Jesus is here to attend to our needs. That same Jesus is here to meet with us, to hear your humble cry. Let us commit ourselves unto him. Lord, bless. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand for your servant to pray for us while we close the service? God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for this opportunity again to sit at your feet and to learn more of you. Dear Jesus, your word is ever new unto us. Each time we hear it, each time we listen to it. We thank you, O God, for the scriptures and all the text, the topic of this sermon, Hear Ye Him. Dear Lord, in Matthew 3, you said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased to dwell in." But Lord, after this water baptism, Lord, he began to walk in the way that is pleasing unto you, as he said, "I do nothing but what I see the Father do it." Said, "I do it the Son likewise." Said, "The Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." Dear God, after he has pleased you in every way, the man part of God, even Jesus Christ, on this Matthew 17 on Mount Transfiguration, before earthly and heavenly witnesses, he was transfigured, and he was, Lord, adopted. And he said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Dear God, your prophet, Lord, have told us, O God, that a son will not have any authority until he has proven himself to be an obedient child. We pray, dear Father, that as we, as your children, going through the tutorship of your word, coming to listen to your instructions, and we are asked to obey and keep the instructions of your word, and what according to your precepts. It is after we have done this over and over until you are pleased to adopt us as your sons and daughters that we can act fully on your behalf. That is what your prophet have taught us. May you help us, dear Father, that Lord, you will deliver us from every unbelief, you deliver us from every doubt, you deliver us from self, you deliver from every workings of the enemy, Lord, and work upon us that, Lord, will prove, O God, to be genuine and obedient sons and daughters of yours. Let it be, eternal Father, God of mercy, may our life, O God, be a challenge to the unbelievers, may be a challenge to make believers. Lord, may we be true witnesses of this word, Heavenly Father. Dear God, we thank you for the portion we have listened to this afternoon / evening. May the Holy Spirit cement it in our heart. As we meditate upon it, Lord, may our heart be lifted up further and further, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, your children raise up their hand. Lord, for reasons, O God, that is between them and you, signify that they have a need. It could be more of you. Someone may be asking for the Holy Ghost. Someone may be asking for healing. Someone may be asking for one thing or the other, a help of faith. May you grant the desires of your people. May the request, O God, that each one have, O God, may be granted to the glory of your name. The faith we have need of, O God, to believe that this has, Lord, been answered by you and that it will be manifested, give to every one of us, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, we pray you replenish and bless your servant you have used to bring your word unto us. Lord, to bring this refreshment and blessing unto us this afternoon, this evening. May you bless him in return for the virtue that has left him. May you lift up the horn of his ministry. Thank you for the entire services of the day and the blessings of the day. May the enemy not succeed to pick any of these out of our heart. But Lord, may we meditate upon them, and may they draw us closer unto you. Lord, this new week that we have started, we ask that the services of this week will draw us closer unto you. Lord, and anything that want to serve as hindrances and obstacles in our way to serve you according to your word, may you uproot those things out of our way, Father, and give us victory, dear Lord. Dear Jesus, we pray, O God, once again, for your servant that is still in Ghana, that will be with him, and be his strength, his protection, and make use of him a channel of blessing to your people. May he turn back when he will be coming with abundance of testimonies. The servant that went to Bakatari today, may you bring him back safely to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. As we commit our going out into your hand, you brought us safely in the morning. Take us back home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest. May the week be wonderful unto us. Be with, I think there will be holidays. Some of this week is full of holidays for maybe the workers and also students. We pray that you watch over each one during the holidays and give your people good rest, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions since you have asked them with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. This week will be, God willing, on Wednesday will be another service. This Friday, if we call for VG, how many people we want to call? The answer are enough to come. It's not going to be compulsory. Maybe for now, you see, if you are traveling, if you are not well, kindly relax at home. If you are not well, and sleep. We stop at one VG per month. That was where we stopped, isn't it? Yes. In those days, it was every Friday. Even if we want to do it every Friday now, social life has filled most of the weekends. That's one of the civilization which the prophet says of the devil. May God be gracious to us. In those days, weddings are very scarce, but now, because the next generation have grown up and got into the age, and the thing keep getting wider and wider, so that's why all those things refuse. But let's try and see if we can come this Friday for a night vigil. Those who can. And there's really no time, because this weekend there is no activity I can see for now where we have to be involved. No wedding, no burial, nothing. And there are plenty of holidays this week. Is it correct? Is it not this week? Is it next week? Okay, next week. No wala. If we want to wait till next week, something else can come up for next week. Let us use this Friday and go for those who can. God bless you. It's not going to be easy for the flesh, but we just have to do some sacrifice, and definitely we'll get the result. Yes. People that pray know that there is result. When you pray, the Lord be our help. Let's continue to remember Brother Joseph in Ghana. The Lord will be with him and see him through the rest of his missionary trip. Shall we rise? Thank you, sir. Yeah, the pastor is reminding me that I did not mention the time of the night vigil. We normally come from 10 o'clock, let's be seated, and then so that worship service 10:30, then by 11 we start. Then we see how far God will help us. Because we will close again before daybreak and go. God bless you. Right. 83. Lily of the Valley. Friend in Jesus is everything to me. His appearance of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow is my comfort, yes, in trouble. Every care on him to roam. Hallelujah is a lily of the valley, the bright and morning is the fairest of 10,000. He has taken all my griefs. He, all my griefs are taken, and all my sorrows. The fairest of